Now, emotional intelligence is a much sought-after character trait in the innovative workplaces of today, but there could be a drawback. Seriously. Jane Hyde is with the University of Tasmania, and she's fascinated with the dark side of personality traits and has recently been exploring emotional intelligence. Thanks for joining us. Can you just explain what you mean by emotional intelligence? Because there might be some confusion around that. Is it more than just being sensitive?
Hi, thanks for having me, Patricia. Yes, it is. It is a bit different to being sensitive. There might be some overlap, but I'll just give you a kind of a broad definition. So it's basically made up of a combination of abilities in a few areas. So you're able to kind of assess or label your own emotions and the emotions in others. You might understand why someone's acting a particular way. You generally have, you're better at controlling emotions and keeping them in check and knowing when it's appropriate to share your feelings is another component. And lastly, you're pretty good at motivating yourself to do things if things are getting in your way, so just by picturing a good outcome.
We regard emotional intelligence as a positive thing. I mean, you hear it all the time. It's a way that we compliment people. Oh, they're very emotionally intelligent because, you know, usually to say someone else isn't emotionally intelligent as a comparison to draw. We think that it means people are more empathetic as well.
Yep.
But your research is showing that's not always the case. What have you found?
So basically, if you are emotionally skilled, you do tend to have a better sense of what buttons you need to press to get what you want. And just to highlight here, a lot of people probably have the ability to manipulate others but won't necessarily do that. So in our study, we studied over 300 people employed in various roles, and we used a scale of manipulative behaviours, and they ranged from fairly benign, like complimenting someone to get in their good books, or to the more kind of malicious types. So people admitted to embarrassing or making people feel guilty or uneasy in order to get their own way. So they've kind of got that ability to do that. And when it becomes more problematic for businesses or relationships for that matter is when you combine that tendency to manipulate with personality characteristics such as narcissism or psychopathy.
So is it the case that people who are emotionally intelligent are so emotionally intelligent that they know how to use that intelligence to sometimes be vindictive, manipulative, basically, well, sounds like workplace harassment, really, that they can produce from these kinds of traits, is that right?
Yeah, no, that's spot on, your summary. And I would say, yeah, it's definitely that more subtle kind of type of thing that's really hard to put your finger on. And people I've spoken to as part of my study, they've said when they come across this kind of behaviour at work, it's really confusing at first because people don't tend to react in ways you expect them to. So it can be very difficult when you work with these individuals.
Are all emotionally intelligent people manipulative?
No. So what we found is, yes, they probably could be if they wanted to, but then there's usually something maybe holding them back, which would probably be just maybe morals or values. So about 40% of people will basically not manipulate others, but about 15% appear to do it on a regular basis.
So it is very much the minority, 15% with 40.
Yeah, it's that more malicious type of stuff, it's definitely more the minority, yeah, but can be potentially quite damaging when it does occur.
There are some people who claim to manipulate even if they don't have high emotional intelligence. So it can be actually a sign of having low social skills as well, right?
Yeah, no, that's what I've actually been finding in my interviews is that a small proportion of targets of emotional manipulation will feel like they've been manipulated but don't really believe that their manipulator is emotionally intelligent. In fact, they behave in ways which suggest they might not be aware of what they're doing and they might actually have trouble communicating. So I think when we're looking at ways to potentially manage this problem in the workplace, it would be finding a way to differentiate between those people who may unintentionally manipulate others versus the more intentional manipulators.
Are these people who are emotionally intelligent intelligent, but 15% of them using it to be manipulative and really destructive in a workplace.
Yeah.
Are they successful? Do they reach executive management levels often? Are they our bosses?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, but there's a higher chance that they're going to be, because when you combine this tendency with the narcissistic traits, narcissists are usually very self-absorbed and very, very confident, and usually will believe they're the best person qualified for the job. And that confidence kind of makes us feel like, oh, yeah, they probably are pretty good, so we have faith in them too. And this seems to be the case in the short run, that they do tend to get the leadership roles. But over time, I think most people are quite intuitive and cotton on to the fact that these individuals with narcissistic traits, with the tendency to manipulate, really don't factor the well-being of others or the company, for that matter, into the decisions they make.
Jane, so much food for thought. Everyone I know listening to this is thinking of all the people who have high emotional intelligence who are also really manipulative. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that's Jane Hyde, a psychologist and a PhD candidate at the University of Tasmania, who's done this research. There you go. Emotional intelligence. It's put on a pedestal as this kind of thing. You want to have emotional intelligence. If you don't have it, you're seeking it. But here in this research, finding that, well, in a minority of cases, but certainly people who are emotionally intelligent, also highly manipulative and can be very destructive. Can you think of someone like that? I bet you can. 0418-226-576. That's our number. I'd love to get your texts. You can also tweet us at RN Drive.